Hello and welcome to Tales from the Periphery, episode 13, with me, your host, Mike Whittaker. This episode is largely going to be a catch-up episode, because I've got a whole bunch of new events and directory entries for the website, an update on what I've been up to hobby-wise, and a couple of books to review or at least preview. So yeah, on with the show. What have I been up to hobby-wise? Well, painting-wise, I did a binary of Jade Falcon Guards for Sam's Toy Cross event down in Enfield, of which more later. Those were my standard undercoat, two levels of dry brushing grey and white, and then contrast paints, well, actually army paint, speed paints, for the basic sand and brown camo. But I wound up picking up the highlights, which are just jade green, with an acrylic paint pen, which, given my lousy depth perception and not very brilliant manual dexterity, is a really good way of getting bright colour trims on. And it's also the way I do lasers and PPC muzzles as well. Those came out really well. There should be a picture in the show notes. Other than that, don't think there's been much, actually. A Kickstarter has arrived from Acid House Terrain, which is a bunch of really, really nice 6mm card city buildings. But they're better quality in terms of the construction and the lack of flimsiness compared to the Alpha Strike stuff, so you'll doubtless be seeing those on a table near you sometime before the end of the year. And other than that, it's been fairly quiet, mostly because real life, as ever, has been getting in the way. My son is finishing his final computer science project, despite the best efforts of the NHS to refuse to renew at least one of his ADD prescriptions before seeing him again right when he needed it. But hey, we got there. So yeah, that's pretty much it for hobby stuff. I did spend some money. Those of you who are following on the Discord may have noticed me mentioning that I've done quite a lot of business with good old Fortress Games and Miniatures in the States. This is largely because their stock price for a basic Four Lands pack that isn't one of the really rare and obscure ones is a massive 18 quid. And after you've bought four of those, even with tax and postage, you're getting four Lands packs for about 110 quid, which compares very favourably to even the deeply discounted places like Xatu. And unfortunately knocks my friendly local gaming store, if they could get stock at all, into a cocked hat. As I may have mentioned before, this is a bit of a sore point. But I picked up the Black Remnant Lance and a couple of others. I also may have bought the last two sets of Clan Elementals in Christendom from Sci-Fi Trader in Germany. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that needs painting, of which I've also laid undercoat and grey dry brush to a bunch of stuff for Clan Wolf Alpha Galaxy, again, of which more later, because Rich and Sam have got yet another all-day event down at Ponza's End lined up. Speaking of Ponda's End, last weekend saw several of us down at Ponda's End United Reformed Church for another of Sam and Rich's excellent all-day games. This, as I mentioned previously, was Toy Cross with two scenarios, one in the morning, which was the Great Gash, and the second would have been one of two, depending on who won the first battle. So I took some Falcon Guards. Dan took a bunch of Bob's Jade Falcons, since Bob Sudley couldn't make it, and Josh borrowed a bunch of my Lyran guards and very definitely wasn't Victor Steiner Davian. Honest! Game one really could have done with being about an hour longer. We, as the clan, started at one end of the Great Gash, and our objective was to claim at least three quarters of the table. The only real problem with this is that when you've got six players on a side, 19 lances on the allied Fedcom side and 13 stars on the clan side, then it does take a while to get into contact. And basically we had about two rounds in the last hour in which we beat each other up a bit. Several of my assault lance didn't actually get to fire a shot, and I think that was true for a couple of other people as well. So as Clan Jade Falcon, we didn't achieve our victory condition, which meant that in the next scenario we had to make our stand on the Plane of Curtains and survive without taking 75% casualties. Now, to be honest, I'm not sure that that was an entirely realistic goal, given that we basically did our level best to load one side of the table a bit so that there was a fairly heavy force over on the right, and the Fedcom never quite managed to get enough to grips. In fact, a couple of their units were hanging back and sprinting around and not getting stuck in, which was, I think, entirely the wrong thing to do under the circumstances. So we ended up taking only about 25-30% casualties, and that was proclaimed a win for Clan Jade Falcon. Really fun scenario. The bunch of folks who turn up for these are really good people, and it's always a pleasure to play with them. I think we could have done with about half an hour to an hour longer in both cases, which would have produced a more convincing result. But lots of lovely painted mechs, lots of really nice people, great bunch of guys to hang around with. If you are ever at a loose end and can get to Enfield for one of those events, I really strongly recommend turning up. Next up, books. What have I been reading? Well, the major thing I've been listening to, because I've been up and down the road to see my dad as usual, apart from Of Mechs and Men, who are currently just wrapping up Wolves on the Border. If you haven't read Wolves on the Border, or even if you have, it's one of the best early Battletech novels, and the guys at Mechs and Men are doing a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous job of going through it a couple of chapters at a time. They're almost finished, so if you've read it and missed out, give them a couple of months and they'll be picking up on the next one, which I suspect is going to be Heir to the Dragon, which is probably one of my second favourite early Battletech books. So you can't go wrong there. I've mostly, apart from that, been listening to a couple of Audible books. One is Double Blind by Lauren Coleman, which is set around the middle of 3058 and features Avanti's Angels, who are one of the fun little mercenary units hanging around the Inner Sphere at that time. They're being hired by the Magistry of Canopus to deal with some hassle from the Marian Hegemony, and this all gets compounded by the fact that the Word of Blake are supplying the Marian Hegemony with weaponry, and then, just to add to the fun, Sun Tzu Liao turns up to get entangled in the whole business. It's a rollicking good yarn. It's one of those really fun mercenary unit gets to do mercenary unit things in despite the political machinations going on around them. The final denouement is set on a fun little desert planet out in the middle of nowhere. And I won't spoil the end of the story, but suffice it to say, it's a right good rollicking yarn. I really enjoyed that. Read by a duo for a change, who I notice have popped up again, Brian Kozak and Charlie James. The original book actually dates back from 2009, but if you back the Mercenaries Kickstarter, you should have got it as a free digital reward. So if you haven't read it, go back through your files, find it and read it, because it's well worth a read. And the audiobook came out November last year. Again, good read. Well worth it. The other audiobook I've just started is the new adaptation of Fall from Glory, which is the first book of the Founding of the Clans trilogy by Randall Bills himself. This is... I'm enjoying it. I'm slowly working through. I'm about 5 or 6 chapters in. Again, it's read by the same two as Lauren Coleman's book, I think. At least I recognise the voices. I haven't actually got around to checking the credits. It was first published in the early 2000s. Again, if you were a subscriber to the 2019 Clan Invasion Kickstarter, then a re-release of the entire trilogy was a lot of a stretch goal. And what the audiobook is based on, I think, is the revised version of the novel, which was published on 2021. And as I said, it so far enjoying it. Interesting to get inside the heads of the clan founders, and also the rather unfortunate House Kurita representative who gets caught up in the whole thing. Well worth a listen. The only other thing that's turned up is thank you so much, Brian Young, entirely unprompted and unasked for, an advance review copy of Lone Wolf and Fox, which is the new Fox Patrol compilation. It basically pulls together the most recent stuff from Shrapnel, the freebie story from a couple of months ago, and a brand new piece of fiction, which I am honour bound not to spoiler for you. So all I can say is it's there, and once I've read it after the deadline, which I think is this weekend, I will let you know what I think of it. As I mentioned in the show notes, but not in the episode last time out, there is a new Battletech UK podcast around. It's called Hexperts, courtesy of Lewis, Nathan, Tom, and their friend Dom, who is being dragged kicking and streaming, whether he likes it or not, into a love of Battletech. Now, they clearly have... I'll face it, guys, you clearly have less of a life than I do, in that between the 2nd of March and the... where are we now? The last Monday, which is the 19th. They're on episode 11, for heaven's sake. I mean, knowing the trouble I have getting four people together to play D&D, I'm really quite impressed that you've managed to get four people together to record a podcast 11 times in just over 2 months. It does present a slight problem that sadly I'm nowhere near caught up yet, but I have been enjoying what I listen to. They're a fun crew. It's very much in the mode of Wolfnet or Mechs and Men or Valhalla Club. Lots of cheerful banter and chatter and a theme for every episode. They've been basically working down through the lore and occasionally breaking for reviews about various other things, looking at weapons, looking at battle mechs, play guides. I mean, basically we've got 11 episodes and something of the order of 20 hours of material, which sadly I haven't had time to listen to all of, but I thoroughly recommend if you are in need of stuff to listen along to while you're painting or driving, and there isn't enough out there already, come support yet another excellent UK Battletech podcast. They really do deserve your support. Upcoming releases. So a little bit of an announcement recently. If you haven't been caught up on the Discord or wherever, there's a bunch of stuff coming out in the not-too-distant future that is probably worth your attention. June 11th, we have the third Star League Force Pack, which might apparently be a Barnes & Noble exclusive, in which case I'm going to have to do some sweet talking to my friends in the States. Jackalope, Kintaro, Hammerhead, Havoc, Lament. Particularly looking forward to the Lament because my metal one is really nice. And J27 Auden's Truck. The Black Remnant Lance's official release date is June the 11th, but a lot of folks seem to have had it already. There's a couple of mercenaries lances, the Assault Lance, which is the Pillage of the Goliath, the Shogun and the Hoplite, and the Heavy Battle and Sweep, which is the Patton, the Pike, the J. Edgar Hoover and the Drilson. And possibly legendary battle mech battle map, even, for Twycross, which is supposed to be out about the same time. July the 23rd, House Curita Ranger Lance, which is going to be a Venom, Avatar, Chimera, and a Jumpy Panther with PNT 10K. The McCarran's Armored Cavalry Assault Lance is supposed to be available for direct purchase, although it's out already. There is a Thunder Rift Misery battle mat for those who want to recreate the glory that was the End of Wolves on the Border. And there is also the third Star League Force Pack, the other third Star League Force Pack, I should be careful, there are two, which is the Savage Wolf, the Wendigo, the Excalibur, the Peacekeeper, and the Malice. And again, really looking forward to the Malice. I have a Ironwind Metals Malice, which put in an appearance at Salute, but it's a bit chunky and heavy, and I really quite like it in plastic, so I'm maybe buying more than one of those. August the 20th-ish, they say this might be delayed. House Curita Command Lance, the Akuma, the Shiro, the Rokurokubi, ooh, that's a mouthful, and a Grand Dragon, just in case you did not yet have enough dragons in your Curita force. There's also supposed to be a Centauri Lancers pack coming out in around about September-ish, maybe, according to these notes here. New variant Shadow Cat, a Shockwave, a Stalker variant, and a Jadehawk, which I assume is one of those mad Jade Falcon winged, jumpy, mad things. That's about it for now. A lot of the other interesting stuff I really would like to see is scheduled for way into 2026, or was at the point of the Kerensky Con future release schedule, but who knows how consistent that is. We should also be seeing both Battletech Gothic and Aces sometime soon. Now, apparently from things other people have said, there were Canadian sites reckoning that there'd be a release of Aces somewhere around November. Could kind of hope it's sooner than then, but hey, you never know. Couple of bits of other news. If you haven't seen it on the recent updates, Catalyst have reached an agreement with Ironwind to take them over. Now, as far as I understand it from reading between the lines and what other people have said, the owner of Ironwinds would like to quietly settle down and retire and not spend so much time running a business. So Battlelist? Woo, that's a good one. I shall save that one for later. Have agreed to take it over. One of the interesting things that comes from this, from what I understand, is that only Ironwind had the deal to make multi-part minis. So this may mean the potential for things like an Omnimech with all the possible arms and leg arms variants in plastic going forward, because Catalyst now earned that right. I may be speculating here, who knows? Also, there's been a couple of really interesting blog posts from Lauren Coleman on the subject of tariffs. Now, these have probably been winding up the right-wing Americans like nobody's business, since they appear to insist on applying corner shop economics to things which are not a corner shop economics problem. But essentially, a couple of very informative posts explaining what effect tariffs are having on Catalyst's bottom line in terms of price hikes, etc. Strongly recommend you read them if you want to understand what's going on there. Okay, this is going to be a fairly short podcast, but I do have quite a bit in the upcoming events section, so let's get on with that, shall we? Beginning with the directory of new clubs and places to play. First up, we have the GR Meme Team Gaming Club. They're based in Knaphill, which is Woking. I suspect that, unless I'm missing my who's who, they're the guys, they're one of the groups that turns up at Sam and Rich's games in Enfield. They meet every Thursday between 7 and 11 in the evening at Napil Methodist Church. There is a link on the directory, but please note that the venue is not open access and they require you to let them know in advance they're coming. So you'll need to go to their website and join the Discord and talk to them before they will let you come along. They are thoroughly nice bunch of folks, and if you're in the area, they're good. More Reading stuff. We actually now have two groups in Reading. There's Reading Independent Gamers at the Reading Biscuit Factory, who meet on Tuesdays between 6 and 11. And there's another group that plays Alpha Strike at the Reading Ukrainian Centre. Every 4 weeks or so, their next session is June the 12th. And there you can find them on the BT UK Discord if you prod red. They are, as I said, Thursdays, 7 to 11. So that's them. Next up, the delightfully named Warrington Wolfpack, who meet once a month on a Saturday. They're a bit variable and they actually pick what date they're doing Battletech. At the start of the month, so your best bet is to get hold of Colonel Kilgore on the UK Discord, and he will keep you up to date on when they're meeting, what they're doing, etc., etc., etc. That's Saturdays, 10:30 to 4 o'clock or thereabouts. Last up, the even better named Contemptible Little War Games Club. They play Alpha Strike and Classic. It's a tenner a month to join them. They meet at St. Peter's Parish Church Hall in North Shields, up in Geordieland. They've got a Facebook page, and it's Sundays through 1 o'clock till 7 o'clock or thereabouts. Again, check out their Facebook page, and they will undoubtedly make you welcome. Next up, and pretty much the last section for this podcast, is events. We have a whole host of events coming up, which is always good. I'm always keen for folks to put on the bigger things that don't really work on a weekly basis. So, coming up this very Saturday, if you get there in time, Chaos March Day 1 by the Warminster guys at Factorum. In Warminster. It's set in 3059 following Operation Guerrero, and basically it's an event spread over 2 days, of which this is day one. I'm not clear where day two is yet. You get to fight as a warlord and mercenary, make your name in the Chaos March. Tickets are available via their website, which is linked from the directory. We'll skip over the next one for reasons which will become apparent. Then we have Corby Collecticon, which is on June the 15th. That's a general retro gaming hobby show at which Gary from Corby, who's one of the demo agents, and Dan and I from Peterborough War Games Club will be along to run Alpha Strike and Battletech demos. So if you're within commuting distance of Corby, which, let's face it, is reasonably central for both Birmingham and Peterborough, otherwise we wouldn't be going, pop along. Again, there's a Facebook page. They're at Corby X Servicemen's Club in Corby. The next event is July the 12th. That is a Dark Sphere event at the West 12 Shopping Centre in Shepherd's Bush in London. It's being run by Lukash. That's a 500 PV Alpha Strike Clan Invasion narrative event. I don't have the full details for that yet, but there's a link to where the Facebook event should appear when it happens, and as soon as I get an update, I will get it to you. August the 9th, Battle for Tamar, another of the Ponders End Enfield lots, narrative events, £10 a player. You'll be picking either a Lyran Commonwealth Federated Sons Mercenary or Clan Wolf list. It'll be the usual 500 points, one list or two, depending on whether there's one long game or two short ones. You can sign up via their Facebook event or get in touch with Sam or Rich Shadowblade on the UK Discord. They've got another event in December on the 6th, which is Operation Bulldog, which is basically Task Force Serpent heading for Strona Mechti to kick the clan's tail. Any Innosphere and any clan list, if you've, you know your lore, which hopefully we'll be covering in a subsequent episode of this podcast, you will know that there's basically a massive force under Victor Steiner Davian hightails its way all the way back to the clan homeworlds and kicks butt. And again, £10 a player, details as for Battle for Talar. Right, that leaves two other events. One is UK Games Expo. Now, sadly, as I said in a previous episode, the guys from Catalyst are not coming themselves, but we are doing a fair bunch of stuff as demo agents, including, if you haven't signed up, then go to the Games Expo website and have a look. We have, what have we got? We have, he says, scrolling madly down the list, we have Drafted for War, which is a, you draw three Merc Salvage boxes, you pick one, you pass them round, with three quick 30-minute rounds of Alpha Strike, and we'll have a bunch of Merc Salvage boxes. It'll be, basically, your admission will pay for the Salvage boxes, which you'll get to keep. We'll be doing a Hotspots Draconis Reach game, which is a mercenaries contract. It'll be a fairly long block of game for the day, and there will be a chance to get your head around the mercenaries rules, and that promises to be quite fun. We have access to Aces, the new Battletech semi-solo stroke cooperative game, so we will be able to teach you how to play Aces once we've figured it out for ourselves. There will be a chance to play that on all 3 days. I think it's going to be a 2-hour session each time. Hopefully that'll be enough time to get your heads around it. On a non-Battletech front, we've got Leviathan King of the Skies, which is the Leviathan's equivalent of the Battletech Grinder. Basically, you just drop in and out over the course of the convention and spend your time beating everyone else up. There will be a Trial of Position, which is being run by my guest Tom from a while back. Basically, you get a salvage box, which will be pre-undercoated, and a player pack for that mech, and you get some time to paint the mech and then have a short game on a 3x3 table. Obviously, this is to a degree intended for kids, but again, looks promising and fun. There's a Shadowrun RPG, which will actually be over in the Hilton. They're all up on the UK Games Expo event site for you to book. We are in Hall 4. Now, the maps aren't terribly up to date at the moment, but as far as I can tell, we're Hall 4, Area V. Now, at least according to our floor plans, we are halfway up on the right-hand side, which is about Table V. So you can see us there. A whole bunch of folks from the UK Discord you will say hi to, as well as a couple of Battletech, published Battletech authors, including Lorcan, including Lucas, and including Chris H. And of course you can talk to me, you can talk to Lewis and the guys from Hexperts, and hopefully come along, have a good time, say hi, take part in some of the events. There'll be open play when the events aren't on, and feel free to ask questions, etc, etc, etc. That's UK Games Expo. The other thing I've got to announce, which probably merits a big drum roll, Periphery Assault. Having basically cleared it with the folks who run the various assaults in the US, that the assault moniker for tournaments is not anybody's particular franchise. We thought it'd be a good name for a tournament. We, as in Tales from the Periphery and Peterborough War Games Club, which is basically me wearing two hats, to be perfectly honest, are going to be running a one-day Alpha Strike tournament on the 25th of October 2025. Now, the problem with this always is that no matter what date you pick, you're going to upset someone, and I'm sure that it clashes with Fiasco in Leeds being the day after and York Board Games Convention, but our other alternative dates clash with other things as well, so come what may, we pick a date, and if we're really sorry if you can't make it, book in, but we'll try and give you more notice for next year. This will be a one-day Alpha Strike tournament, probably four lots of either 250 or 300 points. We're probably going to do a little bit of playtesting just to work out the timings as to whether we can get 300 point games done in the available time. We're going to be using the force selection rules from the beta test match play stuff. It'll be Clan Invasion era. You will need to submit your force list the week before just so we can vet it for cheese. For want of a better phrase, I will put the booking forms for that up after UK Games Expo, along with details for local hotels, how to get there from the station, etc., etc., etc. We'll wrap up about 5:30. If previous events that we've done at the club are anything to go by, we'll probably arrange a mass exodus to the Bombay Brasserie in the middle of town and not that far from the station, which is a really, really good curry restaurant and strongly recommended. So that is Periphery Assault. Watch this space for more details on that one. We're also running another club all-day game at the beginning of July. I'm not exactly sure what the date for that is yet and what it may or may not clash with, but we will probably be sticking on an Alpha Strike game on that day for those who are interested in dropping by and playing, much like we did with the playtest for the game we ran for Salute. I think that's it for the events listing. There's quite a lot going on, and hopefully you can find something there that appeals to you. If I've missed you out, I am really, really, really sorry. If you have any idea of the amount of mad event book and club bookkeeping I did yesterday to try and get everything in, I probably missed something just due to running around with my hair on fire like a raving lunatic. Please let me know ASAP. There will be another episode of Tales from the Periphery fairly soon, probably mid-June, as I do have a couple of episodes of my other podcast to record and get out before then, as I have a couple of pressing interview candidates for the normal wargaming podcast, Trouble at the Mill, to interview, one of which is tomorrow, one of which is next Tuesday. So I'm going to be spending half my life editing podcasts from here on in. With that in mind, I'm going to sign off. This is a fairly short episode, but hopefully it's just a good news, general chatter catch-up, and it will keep you going until we next record. I'm hoping that the next episode will be the start of a series with me and previous guest Bob, and we are going to be talking through the history of the Innosphere, starting, unlike a lot of folks, in 3056, and we're aiming to get you to the Ilclan era in a bunch of easily digestible chunks that will give you a general feel for what you missed in between then and the current quotes now for the Aces game and Mercenaries, etc. Obviously, there is actually nothing to stop you playing Aces or Mercenaries or anything else in eras prior to that, but the Aces box does come with a lot of awfully cool mechs, and it will be kind of a shame not to use them. And frankly, the Ilclan era is looking more and more fun the more I look at it. So, yeah. So that's part of the plan for next time. There may be other things to announce on that score. I need to sit down with a couple of other potential partners in crime and work out what we're doing going forward. But anyway, that's it for now. So it only remains for me to say, as ever, have fun and roll good dice, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Tales from the Periphery is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. In short, give us some credit, don't make money out of it, and if you make an adaptation of it, you must share it under the same license. Have fun!